Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com. There's a very good chance that mask mandates may be coming back when you fly. I'm going to tell you about that coming up in a moment, but before we get to that important story, there's another one where Republicans are finally taking some action. My hero today is the Ohio governor, Mike DeWine. He has now signed a bill allowing armed school employees, especially in the wake of the school shooting that happened in Texas. Ohio school districts could begin arming employees as soon as this fall. Under this legislation that's now been approved by the Republican lawmakers and set to be signed by the governor, Democrats are furious over this proposal, they say, which is absolutely out of line. Let's be clear, it's not a mandate. And they say that this sends the wrong message, Democrats believe, a week after the massacre of 19 children and two teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Now, how does this send the wrong message is the question you have to ask yourself. And the reason why I say it that way is because what possibly could the wrong message be being sent in the words of the Democrats? Also want to remind you very quick, if you've not hit that subscribe or auto download button so you get our podcast alerts every day so you know we've got the new show out there, make sure you hit that real quick while you're listening. You have a school shooting that happens. You have an open door, an unlocked door at the back of the school, and you did not have anyone there armed to stop the shooter. So the question that you must ask yourself is, what do you do to fix that problem? One of the ways to fix that problem is pretty darn obvious. You fix the problem by making sure there's someone there to respond to an initial shooting before you even dial 911. Why? So you don't have time to sit in a classroom and barricade yourself in there and do exactly what happened in Texas. This is an initial first response option. Now, again, it's not mandatory. I've actually said this for quite some time. I believe that no one should be mandated to carry a firearm, especially in a school. I don't want anyone to carry a gun who does not want to carry a gun or go through the training. That's the reason why the governor has said that this is, in his words, and the laws also states this, it is optional. It's not mandatory. It is optional. And it's important that it stay optional. It's important that we make sure that no one feels pressured to actually carry a firearm, because that would be a disaster. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement, because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. But for the Democrats to immediately come out and say that this is a terrible idea, that we're actually trying to protect kids, support kids, and make sure that we have people that are willing to carry a firearm, that are able to do so, that are willing to go through the training and are willing to do so, to say that this is somehow a horrible thing tells you they don't really care about protecting your children. What they are obsessed with is gun control. And gun control is a completely different issue compared to what I just described to you. Protecting your children. You got to understand, Democrats have a policy. Never let a crisis go to waste. We've been talking about that for quite some time. And what Democrats understand is, if you have people in schools that are first responders that can actually respond, then there's a really big problem when they're trying to advocate and demand gun control, because the response will be, well, hold on a second. Look at what has happened since we've allowed teachers to carry firearms. Look at what has happened since administrators have been able to carry firearms. Look at what happens once we harden these soft targets. Now, as I played for you in our podcast yesterday, the president has no interest in hardening our schools. So apparently a back door wide open to a school and no security guard there to stop a shooter is completely and totally acceptable to the president of the United States of America, because they said he has no interest in hardening our schools. If you look at the governor of Ohio, it's very clear he looks at it differently. Now, the Republicans' measure, they say, that they believe could prevent these school shootings is exactly why lawmakers fast-tracked the legislation. They did this because they believed it was important that we protect our kids as fast as we possibly can. Now, under the current law, armed school workers would need hundreds of hours of training. Did you hear what I said? Hundreds of hours of training. The bill will protect children by ensuring instruction is specific to schools and including significant scenario-based training, Governor DeWine said in his announcement of the support of this legislation Wednesday afternoon. The measure is opposed by major law enforcement groups, by the way, which is how the left says this is a terrible idea. Most of them controlled by gun control advocates. And the state's teachers union, shocker here, which asked DeWine to veto the measure, says that this is an absolute terrible idea. In fact, it's supported by a handful of police departments and school districts, which, of course, the media doesn't actually want you to know. Now, under the latest version of the bill, school employees who carry guns would need now up to 24 hours of initial training, then up to 8 hours of requalification training annually. Democrats are furious because the current bill said you need hundreds of hours of training, which was not realistic for many teachers, because they don't have the time while teaching school. That's one of the problems. And Democrats supported the old legislation because they knew that it was virtually an impossible way for someone to get the permit to carry in a gun or in a school, right? The requirement. They made it almost unobtainable. So what the governor has done and what the legislature has done, they said, look, we still believe that people need training. 24 hours of initial training, 8 hours of requalification training annually. Now, DeWine, who is expected to sign the bill later this month, also announced the state's construction budget will provide $100 million for school security upgrades in the schools and $5 million for upgrades to the colleges. Now, what are these upgrades going to actually look like? They're going to harden school targets. They're going to make sure that the locking mechanisms on the doors and the structure around the school allow for it to be much tougher for someone to break into the schools. They're going to make sure that the back door is not wide open as it was in Texas. And they're going to make sure that the people that need the training, that want the training, are able to get the training. Now, this is the other part of this equation that I still don't understand. You had parents that were showing up and they were begging the police to go in. We now found out that we were lied to about what happened in Uvalde. We found out that they did know that the shooter was in a classroom, not barricaded by himself, but with students who were alive for 40 plus minutes. We know that they screwed that up in the response. But regardless of that, the point that is obviously should be made here is, what if there was somebody inside that had a firearm? Now, there are many teachers that are former military and former law enforcement. If you look at the statistics, there's a very good chance that in almost every school in America, there's probably somebody out there that served their country, whether it be in the military and or in law enforcement. Those are the first people that will sign up. There are also a lot of men in schools that are hunters. Many of them have been around guns. They're not afraid of guns, and they are willing to die for their students. In almost every school shooting, we see the same sad story. A teacher dead, laying in front of somebody, right? Laying on top of a child. Or barricade themselves in the door, literally as a human shield. Now, if that person is willing to die for your child, using their body as a human shield, if they're willing to carry a firearm to school every day to protect your child, why wouldn't the liberal and the Democratic leadership be in favor of that? There is a significant amount of training involved. 24 hours plus 8 hours annually is a pretty good start. I don't think that any of these teachers or administrators on a campus are going to take this lightly. I think they're going to want to make sure that they are proficient. They're going to want to make sure that they can protect themselves, but also the children. If they decide to do this, I don't think it's something you just think, oh, it's not a big deal, and I'm just going to randomly carry a gun and not know how to use it. Now, Democrats also say this is going to cause a lot of innocent lives to be ruined. They say that because they want you to be afraid that a teacher is going to randomly pull out a gun, start shooting at a shooter in a school, and hitting a bunch of kids in the process. There is no indication that that would actually happen. This governor has done what other governors need to do, and they've done it quickly. And other governors need to seize on two parts of this plan. It's not just as simple, and I want to be the first to say this. I don't believe that only allowing people to carry guns in school is going to fix this problem, okay? I don't believe that it will. I do believe it's a multi-prong issue here. Okay, I believe that. I think there's a very good chance that you have multiple things that need to be done to turn this around where we're winning instead of losing every time someone wants to go into school and wreak havoc.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing.
That's
we didn't
the problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
What DeWine understood is, you need people that have firearms, but you also need to harden the target. And if we don't harden the target, we're just asking for trouble. It is unconscionable, but in 2022, that we would have the back door of a school open and unlocked anywhere in this country. Forget school shootings. Let's just talk about child abductions. Let's talk about maybe custody battles, or just crazy people that want to come in the school and do something to a child. We lock our doors for a reason when we sleep and when we're at home, and we lock our doors and have cameras up and security systems for a reason. Why would that change with a school? It is clear that we do not have enough surveillance at schools. I'm talking about video. It is clear that there are too many blind spots in the schools. I've been advocating for there to actually be cameras in every classroom. Not only because of security now, but also so that parents can see what their kids are being indoctrinated with. It would serve two purposes, and you can't tell me we can't afford it because it is dirt cheap now to put up a remote camera in every room in your house or at your business or in a classroom. This is not a multi-billion dollar idea that I have for one school. Imagine how different this could have been if this school had cameras in every classroom and in every hallway. Imagine how quickly they could have identified which classroom the shooter was in. Imagine if that classroom was showing you a live feed of what the shooter was doing in the classroom, so you know how quickly you need to react and how to react and where he was barricaded in the room when you breached the door. Imagine how helpful that could have been to law enforcement or to the staff when they're trying to figure out how to get the kids out. You know, there's another part of this that people have not talked about. What if he would have switched classrooms early on and taken out even more kids? Can you imagine if you knew that he was in one classroom isolated and then you knew that you could get kids out by having the men in the classroom with guns, protecting that hallway as you're evacuating the children? They're stuck in those classrooms at the mercy of a mass shooter. What Governor DeWine has decided to do here is say, we're not saying guns only fix this problem. $100 million for school security upgrades. That doesn't mean that's going to law enforcement either. That's to actual upgrades in the school. We've got to get our heads out of our rear end and realize that this is a multi-prong issue that is going to have many solutions, and none of them are going to be perfect. Arming school teachers is not going to make it perfectly safe for your kid. Having cameras up is not going to make it perfectly safe for your kid. Locking all the doors is not going to make it perfectly safe for your kids. But if the church that I go to can do what I'm talking about right now on Sundays with volunteers, why can't we do it at a school? I'll give you an example. Sunday, I dropped my three kids off in Sunday school, and we walked over to the sanctuary. And this is a Memorial Day weekend. It's not the biggest day of attendance by any means. It was a little light, right? Many people were at the lake and spending time with their family or traveling for the weekend or getting out of town with schools out. It was a light day of attendance. But we were a few minutes late because my twins were freaking out when we were dropping them off and had to hold them for a minute, settle them down. You know how it goes. And we walked over to the sanctuary and we walked in to the main area, the foyer of the sanctuary, and the doors were locked. We went to the next doors, they were locked. And then one of the deacons or elders walked up and said, hey, you have to go to the end since the service has started. And the end doors are the only ones on the left and right side that will be unlocked. Now, the key word there was unlocked. We walked down there and there was, and I'm assuming, I didn't ask, but a member of the security staff, right? And this is a deacon or elder or someone that volunteers. We're not talking about paid law enforcement. Who clearly sized me and my wife up, making sure that we were in their best perception, a friendly. He then took a key out of his pocket, put it in the door, and unlocked the door to let us into the sanctuary. Now, why did he do this? It's because they were trying to protect us so that we could go to church and not have to worry about someone breaking in one of these doors easily. They are trying to do what they could through doors and locks to protect us and our family while we attended church in the wake of this shooting. I absolutely love that the church did this. It did not make me feel like I was, by the way, at a jail, which is what many liberals have said. We don't want our schools to feel like they're prisons, like this was a prison at all. In fact, I felt incredibly safe and thankful that they were doing this. Now, if they can do this at my church and have a group of volunteers throughout the sanctuary carrying a firearm, and then have law enforcement on site backing them up, and then on top of that, have doors that are locked and security checkpoints in essence, then why the hell are we not doing this with our kids? It's because Democrats are saying no. They need to use these tragedies to their advantage. They need to make sure that these tragedies translate into ultimate gun control. And it's no longer AR-15s. It's now 9mm, as you heard the president talk about this. It's now putting out more lies. Lies that they say in the things that they say, for example, of, a 9mm bullet is designed to blow your lungs out of your body. That's a lie. Doesn't matter because the narrative is there and that's all they care about. We have an opportunity to harden our schools. We have the money to afford to do it. We should do it. My kids are in private schools. Those doors are locked. As a parent, I can't get in the middle of the day without being buzzed in and there's a camera looking at my face. Why can't we do that at the public schools? When I go to pick my kids up from school, there's multiple officers who are there protecting my children. It does not make it feel like they're in a prison. In fact, my kids love the officers, know their names, and high five or give them knuckles when they get to school and when they leave school. It does not feel like a prison, as Democrats keep saying that talking point every time we talk about protecting and defending our schools. Democrats constantly say something has to change, but they don't really want anything to change at the schools. The only thing they want to change is the gun laws. In fact, Democrats just introduced gun legislation, new gun laws that would have had no bearing on the shooting in Texas. Five different laws that they are now wanting and demanding. If all of them would have been enacted, none of them would have had any bearing on the shooting in Texas. Democrats, of course, moving forward no matter what and voting on what they say will save lives, six gun control measures that would not have prevented the Uvalde attack. I'll give you the details on that. Democrats in the House Judiciary Committee held a vote on a gun control package, which includes six gun control measures that would not have prevented the Uvalde attack. That is what we know for a fact. The package, of course, though, they title it and wrap it in the dead kids, right? They titled it Protecting Our Kids Act, because who could vote against Protecting Our Kids Act? That's obviously a political move. Now, the package contains eight gun controls. Six of those gun controls would not have prevented the Uvalde attack at all. Those six include background checks for ghost guns, would have had no bearing on the shooting in Texas. Gun storage requirements for homes with minors presence that would have had no impact on this shooting. Additional penalties for gun trafficking and straw purchases, which would have had no impact at all on what happened in Texas. A bump stock ban, which we weirdly enough already have, which had no bearing on the attack in Texas. And a requirement that existing bump stocks be registered under the National Firearms Act, which would have had no bearing on the shooting in Texas. The measure, by the way, also changes the definition of ghost guns so that a background check on such guns would be required going forward, which would have had no bearing on the shooting in Texas. The, quote, Protect Our Kids Act contains a ban on bump stocks, although a bump stock ban was put in place by the Department of Justice in 2019. So apparently they don't even know that. If you want to know why I don't trust liberals with guns, this is why. They're putting in a new bill all of these things that would not have changed anything that happened in Texas. None of these laws, if enacted, would have changed anything with the outcome of what happened in Texas. And none of them would have even applied to anything that dealt with this shooter in Texas. And then they want to ban bump stocks, even though they've already been placed in a ban by the Department of Justice in 2019. Apparently, they don't even know that. The language, by the way, the bump stock ban that was actually announced by the Department of Justice in December of 2018 is actually tougher than the legislation they put in the Protecting Our Kids Act. So you could actually make the accusation that they're softening the bump stock ban by the Department of Justice in 2019. Now, it's not just these Democrats that are stupid. Beto O'Rourke, he's come out, saying AR owners should not be able to keep those guns. He believes now that we should have full confiscation. Semi-automatic rifles are now the target of New York Governor Kathy Hochul, and she's been joined with state assembly leaders to announce 10 new gun control bills, including a new minimum age and licensing requirements for all purchases of all semi-automatic weapons. So it's not just what they refer to as assault weapons anymore, which goes back to what I said before. This is not about banning AR-15s. This is about taking away your total right to bear arms. Democrats, of course, are spinning this as the U.S. Senate saying they're, well, we're just moving with a modest deal on gun control. What's even more embarrassing than that, a congresswoman who's actually from the state of Texas, Sheila Jackson Lee, actually went on TV, of course, making sure she got on TV to talk about all this, and said there was systemic increase of carnage in this country using automatic weapons after the assault weapons ban expired. She doesn't even know that the guns that are being used aren't automatic weapons. They're semi-automatic weapons. And she wants me to trust her with guns? Really?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No.
We didn't either when we were watching this. That's the thing. That's
the
problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
You get into, right. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Now, Sheila Jackson Lee does not get called out when she does this interview on MSNBC, lying to the American people, saying that there's been a systemic increase of carnage across America using automatic weapons after the assault weapons ban expired. She's so stupid that she doesn't realize that you can't go out and just buy a machine gun. She's so dumb that she doesn't realize that the assault weapons ban that expired, that was put into place by Bill Clinton, had nothing to do with machine guns. But let's let her go on TV and lie anyway.
Joining us now is Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas. She's also a member of the House Judiciary Committee and one of the lead co-sponsors on that package, the Protect Kids Act, that package of legislation, as I mentioned, that was introduced today. Congresswoman Lee, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Let me just get your reaction to the reporting that Democratic leadership cannot find the votes to pass an assault rifle ban. Is that correct? Can you set the record straight for us on that?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. And let me just say that we've got to do everything we can to stop the war on our children, the killing of our children, the slaughter of our children, the carnage of our children. It's because of Democrats.
All right, hold on one second. If what she's saying is true, that we need to do everything we can to stop the killing, the carnage, and all the things that she just mentioned, then why would you not advocate for hardening the security at our schools the same way that the governor in Ohio is doing it right now? Why would you not say it is unconscionable that any school in America today has a back door that's wide open? Why wouldn't you come out and say that? Why wouldn't you say the fact that this shooter was able to walk into the school in my state is horrific and that we have to fix immediately? That has nothing to do, by the way, with guns. How is it that they can't even get on the same page with us about protecting kids? The only answer is back to what I said. They don't care about saving kids. They care about taking away every firearm that you have. Now listen to the second part of what she says.
That we are even where we are today, which is this massive package, this omnibus bill that we should be addressing this coming week. The question of the assault weapons ban is not off the table. I believe that we are moving toward having the votes that we need. I have committed over the years, having introduced bills dealing with the ban on assault weapons post-2004, as you well know, that's when it ended. And we saw the seismic increase of carnage across America using automatic weapons. And in the instance of Buffalo and the instance of Uvalde, having gone there on Sunday, meeting with and just listening to the sheer desperation of families and children, that was an AR-15 as well. So I believe that we are on the right track. Democrats will get it done. And we look for our friends in the United States Senate to have a sense of humanity and decency and courage to move our legislation forward.
So are you hearing?
So this is, again, a woman that doesn't know the difference between the two guns. She doesn't know. As she said, I'll break it down. I've committed over the years having introduced bills dealing with the ban on assault weapons post-2004, as you well know, that when it ended, and we saw the systemic increase of carnage across America using automatic weapons. That's just a lie. In the instance of Buffalo, in the instance of Uvalde, having gone there on Sunday, meeting with and just listening to the sheer desperation of families and children, that was an AR-15 as well. Well, I have to ask the question, does she know that an AR-15 is not a machine gun? Or is she lying to you and just doesn't care? Which brings me back to the New York governor. This is not about saving kids' lives. This is about taking away your rights. The New York governor now, the new governor, has joined the state assembly leaders to announce these new gun control bills. including a new minimum age and licensing requirements for the purchase of a semi-automatic rifle. Now, New York, as you know, already has some of the toughest gun laws in the entire country. And apparently, they think more gun laws are going to save people's lives. The same people that advocated for defunding the police, where now you see carnage and out of control violent crime on the subway systems and all over the state. What have they said? Not about protecting people. No. We're going to strengthen gun laws, give law enforcement tools to prevent crime, the same law enforcement that they just defunded, and, quote, stop the spread of dangerous weapons. The bill would require information sharing between state, local, and federal agencies when guns are used in crimes. Make threatening mass harm a crime. Require micro stamping of new guns. Increase accountability for social media platforms. Eliminate grandfathering of large capacity magazines. Prohibit the purchase of body armor for anyone who's not engaged in an eligible profession. Strengthen the red flag law by expanding the list of people who can file for extreme risk protection orders and other measures. And require that individual obtain a license by raising the age to 21 to purchase any semi-automatic rifle. So you can't hunt now with a shotgun, because if it's a semi-automatic, you can't buy it until you're 21, is what they're saying. And close the any other weapon loophole, whatever the hell that means. I don't think they know what it means. None of them have talked about hardening the schools. None of them have talked about protecting our kids in our schools. None of them have talked about the back door that was left unlocked. How hard is it to compromise on that? It isn't if you actually care about the kids, but if you don't care about the kids and you only care about taking away and controlling a society, which is what Democrats clearly are in favor of, especially now that we know what has happened to the Democratic Party post, okay? Post lockdowns. They're trying to bring back the masks, for goodness sakes. I mentioned that earlier. These people are totally obsessed with power now. And these two subjects now really come together as one subject in my mind. You look at Dr. Burke this week. Dr. Burke actually came out, and Dr. Burke said that it doesn't, they don't have the time to explain the science behind masking and their mandates. They just need it to happen. Fauci says the DOJ challenged the mask ruling more about authority and less about the mandate. That's what he's now said about this. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases director, Dr. Anthony Fauci, responded to criticism of the Justice Department's challenge to a Florida ruling striking down the Biden administration's transit mask mandate, as well as Tesla CEO Elon Musk requiring employees to return to the office. In an interview Wednesday on Your World, Fauci said it would be inappropriate for him to comment on what an employer does with their employees, in reference to Elon Musk declaring this week that employees who fail to return to the office will be considered resigned. What did he say? Quote, obviously different institutions, different enterprises have different approaches towards people who are using their work hours from home as opposed to being in person in the office, he said, adding that the NIAID headquarters employees sometimes work from home. Quote, I think it's going to be up to each individual employer to decide what policy they're going to make for their employees. But in terms of the April ruling voiding the Biden mask mandate, Fauci said he understands why the Justice Department appealed the ruling, saying the idea of such mandates at this point is less about affixing masks than it is to determine who or what has the legal authority to make decisions moving forward. One of the issues I have articulated in the past, and I will in the future, is it's less about mandates on the plane than it is about who has the right and the authority and the capability of making public health decisions. And I believe that the Department of Justice is operating on the principle that decisions that are public health decisions belong with the public health agencies, in this case, the CDC. The CDC recommends wearing a face mask during air travel, Fauci said, adding his own personal preference, citing age and other factors makes wearing a mask the better option. He's not the only one that believes that people that are unelected by anyone should have the power to do this. You had Burke, who went on TV as well this week. And what did Burke say about masks? She said that she believes that they don't have time to teach you about the science, so we just need to be able to do what we need to do when we need to do it.
Sometimes we use mandates because we don't want to take the time to explain the science and the data. And
okay, so Dr. Deborah Birx, the woman who's in charge of taking away your rights with Dr. Fauci, wants you to understand that, well, we don't always have time. Mandates are used because we don't want to take the time. Let me rephrase that. It's not they don't have the time. They just don't want to take the time to explain the science. And I'm not putting words in her mouth. That's what she just said. We don't want to take the time.
Used in certain situations. And I think sometimes we use mandates because we don't want to take the time to explain the science and the data.
So we as scientists are so brilliant and so smart, elected by no one, that we don't want to take the time to explain to you the science or the data. And since we don't want to do that, you should just shut up and listen to us. You should just shut up and do what we tell you to do indefinitely, right? Like this is about indefinitely doing it, right? Forever. Listen to us. Obey us. We don't want to take the time. Not that we don't even have the time. We don't want to take the time to explain to you the science of the data. You should just wear the mask if I tell you to wear the mask. We are elected by no one, but we should have ultimate power over your life and how you do things. Sounds an awful lot like their same strategy that they're having right now when it comes to gun control. We don't want to listen to you. We don't want to talk about hardening our schools. The White House has said it. It's not part of our agenda. We don't want to lock the back door. We want to use the tragedy to push an agenda, a political agenda. And that is to take away your Second Amendment rights. We will call AR-15s, which are semi-automatic machine guns, we'll call them automatic weapons because we believe that enough of you are dumb enough in this country to actually believe what we're telling you. We're going to tell you that a 9mm will blow the lungs out of your body, even though that's not what actually happens. And we're going to tell you that because if we tell you that enough, you'll believe it. And you will believe that 9mm handguns should be banned for life, that they're the worst things in the world. That's why we do it. We can't win this conversation or this debate in an intellectually honest way. We have to lie to you. And that's what we will do. Make sure you share our podcast. Please write us a 5-star review and hit that subscribe or auto download button if you don't mind to help others find this show. I will see you back here tomorrow. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.